Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating anti-Semitic graffiti. It was found in an elementary school on the north side earlier this week. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Well, Cisco police say this all unfolded Monday afternoon at Nettlehorst School in Lakeview. Officers responded to reports of the school being vandalized, and now they're investigating the incident as a hate crime. Both 44th Ward Alderman Bennett Lawson and Mayor Brandon Johnson have condemned the vandalism, saying Chicago does not tolerate anti-Semitism. Police say one person is in custody. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, Chicago police continue their search for whoever shot three men in Inglewood around 9:30 last night. They were standing near 66th and Halsted when a white van drove up and someone inside fired shots at them. A 51-year-old man is hospitalized in critical condition. A 61-year-old man is in fair condition, and a 65-year-old man is listed in good condition.
Customs and Border Protection here in Chicago is reporting intercepting a large shipment of products that are used to make drugs.
It was a shipment from China, more than 1,000 pounds of what initially were unknown powders. A drug dog named Aldo alerted to the presence of drugs in 26 boxes in a shipping container. Customs and Border Protection says it turned out to be materials used in the production of methamphetamine and for mixing with cocaine. It was being shipped to an address in Wooddale. Homeland Security officers are now conducting an investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation continues into an armed robbery at a Dunkin's restaurant on Archer near Wallace in Chinatown. Police say an employee told responding officers that shortly after 9:30 last night, two men came in, with one pulling a gun and demanding money from the register. The clerk complied and the men fled on foot. No injuries were reported.
Slapping, paddling, other forms of physical punishment would be banned in private schools under a bill that was passed by the Illinois House. It was introduced by State Representative Margaret Croak from Chicago, who says she's not sure just how much corporal punishment has been going on in private schools.
It's difficult to have the data on it because these private schools are not required to report out any type of instances where corporal punishment has occurred, like a public school would hypothetically have to. There's also not the options for a student to be able to file a complaint against a teacher.
The bill now heads to the Illinois Senate.
Illinois' Attorney General is going after a mortgage finance company whose headquarters is located in a popular red state.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul has filed a lawsuit against MV Realty PBC and its Illinois branch, both located in Florida. Raoul says MV Realty tricks financially strapped consumers into signing off on confusing or convoluted 40-year real estate brokers' contracts, making it impossible for them to sell or refinance their homes. Raoul says he wants to strip MV Realty of its ability to work in Illinois and pay full restitution to every consumer it duped. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
Improvements are coming to the city's west side, courtesy of some new federal dollars.
Chicago is in line for $2 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Reconnecting Communities and Neighborhoods program. Officials say the goal of that program is to make areas impacted by highways or other forms of transportation more connected, mobile, and accessible. Local leaders say their focus is on parts of the city's west side that have been negatively affected by the Eisenhower Expressway. Construction, Mayor Johnson says, both displaced and segregated residents back in the 1950s. Money is expected to go towards IDOT and CTA projects aimed at improving sidewalks and bike trails in the area, while also improving traffic safety, landscaping, and bridges. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 at WBBM.
During today's city council meeting, a vote could be taken to approve an ordinance that would weaken the mayor's decision to cancel the citywide contract with the gunshot detection technology, ShotSpotter, and open the door for older people to request the technology be deployed in their individual wards. The ShotSpotter contract is due to formally end on November 22nd. Among other items, the council will also consider giving final approval to the mayor's request for an additional $70 million to fund shelters, feed, and care for migrants.
The FBI's North Suburban Safe Streets Task Force now includes an Arlington Heights police officer.
The Village Board this month approved the agreement between the police department and the FBI. Arlington Heights Police Chief Nicholas Procora tells the Pioneer Press it benefits his department because it can now use the resources of the FBI. Chief Procora says the partnership is not a forever commitment and Arlington Heights can terminate the agreement at any time. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A new report shows anti-Semitism is reaching record levels in Illinois. The Anti-Defamation League released a recent audit showing anti-Semitic incidents increased 74% from 2022 to 2023. In total, the league recorded 211 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, vandalism, and harassment in the state last year. State Senator Laura Fine of Glenview says the problem is pronounced in her district, which includes Skokie and the Holocaust Museum.
Since October 7th, my community has been on edge. I'm constantly hearing from families saying that their children are afraid to go to school simply because they are Jewish. How do you explain this to a child?
The report also shows 68% of last year's incidents happened after the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.